Yeah, that's how you start a Friday, baby.
Yes, I think everybody should get up in their office and just yell that out and take off down the hall toward the coffee machine.
I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
That would be hilarious.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
Wait, you might get fired. Don't blame us.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
Yeah, we are going to let Ginger take that blame by herself.
Chick on the internet? Yeah, the crazy one? She's only running down the hallway from Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, so Kara Lieberman can come after, come after you too.
Oh, bring it, bring it.
Oh, yay, welcome. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Happy Friday, Ginger.
Thank you. Happy Friday, Corey.
Yay. Those of you who are following us on Twitter have already experienced my morning crazy. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Morning crazy?
Well, I'm crazy 24/7. But
yeah, something in that crazy doesn't turn off.
Yes, but it spilled over. It spilled over into Twitter this morning. Usually I keep it in check, but I couldn't help it. So, you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Yay. I'm sorry.
Yay, it's us.
Ooh, I had Chinese food for breakfast. How about that?
Ooh.
Special made for me.
I woke up late. I'm not even going to lie. Dang, I showed up late, so hey.
But
life of a gamer. What's the gamer going to do?
Yes. But on the upside, we have some great news for you. Well, it's not all great, but we have some news for you. Yeah, you should be excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess I will start out first because, oh my God.
Yes.
So everybody's heard about this whole Sony and George Hotz thing, right?
No, tell us.
Mm-hmm. George Hotz is that PlayStation 3 hacker. And, Sony has been insisting that they let him, or that he lets them, inspect his hard drive. Well, it's now been ordered by a district court judge.
Oh,
yeah. See, that's what happens when you taunt these big people. They have bigger lawyers than you. They can pay for better lawyers. You are screwed. Mm-hmm. They're not even going to offer you breakfast the next morning. No.
Oh, gosh. The bad part is as if all that wasn't bad enough, the bad, really bad part is organizations like the ECA can't even help you because you did something wrong. We can't back you. Can't co-sign that. Sorry.
Exactly. And with that whole deal, I mean, they're going to take his drive and sort through it. And, well, I hate to say it. I hate to say, you know, one thing with another, but if you're a hacker and you've been doing this stuff, I'm going to assume you've probably got other stuff on your hard drive you're not going to want them to see.
Oh.
So exactly what else do you have on there that's going to get you in trouble?
All kind of stuff. Bad stuff.
Because I'm thinking, you know, if you're not adverse to hacking, you're probably not adverse to downloading videos, movies, music, maybe. And, well, we've seen how that goes for some of those people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is just another way for Sony to stick it to him. And it's not going to be pretty.
I wish we could help you.
Mm-hmm.
Pass on by this train wreck. Well, guess what? More conference news.
More?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Game Horizon is pleased to announce that Blue GFX is sponsoring Game Horizon Conference 2011. Blue GFX is an award-winning group of sales, training, marketing, and technical personnel that work with manufacturers of software and hardware. They are constantly researching and evaluating market tools, which may give their customers a competitive edge. Neil Palmer, good God, who's the company director and co-founder at Blue GFX, said, "We have supported and partnered with Game Horizon Conference for the past 4 years and feel that the conference has grown each year with the quality of speakers and attendees continually being a great focus for the event. This conference is not defined by its size, but by the quality of people who attend. And for us, it's the opportunity to spend 2 full days with the decision makers and those at best those are the best business contacts to make." Yeah. Game Horizon Conference is Europe's leading event for games industry executives and is currently in its 4th year. Blue GFX have shown their support by sponsoring every conference since way back in 2008. Game Conference is taking place from the 28th and 29th of June this year at the Sage Gateshead. The tickets are currently available for 342 quid, pounds, francs, rupees, I don't know, including VAT, and can be purchased at their website, which is a link to that is up on our site, gamehorizonconference.com/book-now/. Awesome. Well, that's a lot of money for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say we're not going to that one.
No.
12 hours.
Y'all send for us and pay for us to go.
That's a long trip. That's a, what is it, 12 hours, 11, 12 hours to get to the UK, and then there for 2 days, and then another 12 hours back home? No.
Oh, that's right. She won't fly, so you got to send us a boat. You know,
I'll fly, but that's a lot of flying. That's me really angry and pent up on a plane for 12 hours. Do we really want that?
No, see, that's why I said they got to send us over there via a cruise. Nice, long, extended cruise.
That means
we've
got to leave now. From a boat.
Oh, that'd be awesome, though.
You stop giving him ideas. Stop it.
Yeah, we'll totally come and cover your stuff. Just send us on a cruise over there, pay for our stuff.
You're not
sure.
I'm not helping. I will not agree to that. You'll call us tomorrow and go, hey, would you like to come?
On a cruise. Yes, we would. She's going to cut me.
Gamer cruise would be awesome, though, actually.
That would be, wouldn't it? I don't know how that would work, but that'd be awesome. All right. So, yeah, there's all kinds of Valentine's stuff out here, and some of it's kind of inappropriate for Valentine's.
Ours is inappropriate, too.
I know, but at least ours is epic. So, Dot Emu, the retro gaming digital distribution service, is proud to announce its recent collaboration with Running with Scissors, unveiling for Valentine's Day an amazing postal pack, the perfect gift for your girlfriend. Priced as low as $9.99, running both on Windows and Mac OS. So, yeah. Highly controversial when released due to high level of violence and craziness, Postal and Postal 2 are far from preaching love and respect to your neighbor. Show your girlfriend how romantic and poetic you are with Postal Classic and Uncut. Postal 2 Share the Pain 2005 add-on Apocalypse Weekend. Okay. All right. So this is very poorly translated, so bear with me. When Beat Them All meets FPS, that makes more sense. When Beat Them All meets FPS, you will spread death and chaos in Postal Classic and Uncut. You'll have to accomplish the tasks your wife gives you every morning in Postal 2 Share the Pain. Doesn't matter if you're kind of a cool guy or a dangerous psychopath. In the end, you will have to go postal. All right. So if you want more information about this, people, y'all are crazy. This is dotemu.com. Dot is dotemu.com/in/postal-pack. So, yeah. Go postal for Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Valentine's Day, the people over at CTA Digital say, give your Nintendo 3DS the love it deserves. They're launching an array of accessories to coincide with the 3DS launch in March, providing chargers, speakers, and cases, and more. Oh, my. With even more goodies to choose from, the new product line features everything from color-coordinated cases and starter kits to charging docks, speakers, and retractable pins. 3DS owners can protect their new device, games, and accessories in style with a number of options that meet their personal style. Colorful options range from simple silicone skins and hard plastic or modern shells to roomy, zip-up, EVA-style or luxurious leather cases. The clamshell protective cases features cutouts for controls, camera, and ports for usage on the go. There are several accessory packs in black and blue to choose from, ranging from just the basics to a kit full of essential add-ons for extended travel and play. The basic 5-in-1 starter kit comes with an EVA case, screen protector kit, stereo headphones, plastic stylus, and a case for your games. More comprehensive packs such as the 22-in-1 Ultimate or the 18-in-1 Premium include car and USB power adapters, a Euro travel plug, awesome, additional choices for styluses, neck straps, tote bags, and 3DS game cases. CTA said they covered all the bases with spare styluses in the multi-packs, special retractable pins that are that expand for use and contract for storage, snap the 3DS into one of the handheld to the two hand grips that adapt the 3DS console to like gaming for easy long playing sessions. You can protect your screens from use with easy to apply anti-scratch shield kits and the cartridge storage box solution box, which organizes 22 games for you, two styluses, and two SD cards in a translucent snap case designed for easy storage and travel. Of course, the two docking stations provide a home base that keeps your system ready to play. The charging dock serves as an AC-powered recharging station, while the speaker dock turns your 3DS into a self-powered desktop speaker system. Awesome. So whatever you choose, these items will all be available soon at Amazon, at Target, Best Buy, and other retailer outlets. You can pop over to cdadigital.com and see if they have some images. They didn't send us any, but if we happen to get some, I'll post those up for you. And if we happen to get a 3DS, I don't know if I'm getting one yet. I probably definitely will be asking for some of this stuff. Give me some.
They should totally, totally send us that stuff.
They're not giving prices, which is always a bad thing.
Yeah.
They want to hook you first before they tell you how much it costs. Bad.
All right, so Hudson Entertainment teams up with Rucky Games for Bomberman Chains on the iPhone and iPod Touch. Players can now bomb up on the go with Bomberman Puzzle Game. Yeah. All right, so Hudson Entertainment has teamed up with Rucky Games for a second time with Bomberman Chains on the iPhone and iPod Touch. Now available for $1.99. Oh, I'm going to lose my voice. Hold on.
Poor baby.
So I can get over this croup, it'd be great. All right, so the game features three puzzle modes where the main goal is to decimate enemies by flicking and organizing them into lines of three or by obliterating them using the bombs that Bomberman drops. Having three or more enemies in a vertical or horizontal line will cause them to vanish, but players must be speedy because foes will soon appear. Successfully chaining combos while detonating bombs will increase the bomb blast radius and help the player finish the level. That sounds an awful lot like Bejeweled, but with bombs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Bejeweled, but with bombs. It's $1.99. It's on the Apple iTunes Store now. Or if you want more information, head over to HudsonEnt.com. So HudsonEnt.com.
Well, you people that love you some Final Fantasy will be happy to hear this next bit of news. Square Enix announces that Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy II for the PlayStation will be joining, that Final Fantasy will be joining Final Fantasy II on the PlayStation Network. Square Enix is the publisher of Square Enix Interactive Entertainment products in Europe and other PAL territories, announced Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy II will be available for download from PlayStation Network from the 16th of February and the 2nd of March, respectively, for $7.99. Not sure if that's quid, pounds, francs, whatever.
Something.
They're saying with
seashells.
Yes, seashells, rupees, gold coins, chips, whatever it is your monetary denomination is. They're saying you can discover the origins of the biggest RPG series in the world as Square Enix and Sony prepare to release the first of two installments for the PlayStation Network. The games will be available, again, for download for $7.99 each. That's not together when I said that earlier. Purchasers of Deceita 012, Final Fantasy, will be available on PSP in the spring, will receive an in-pack voucher entitling the user to half off of both the Final Fantasies when purchased via the PlayStation Network. This is the third birthday also released for PSP this spring, will contain an in-pack voucher entitling the user again to 50% off Final Fantasy II if you buy it from the PSN network or the PSN. This is a horrible PR. We're not going to post this, so hope you're paying attention.
No, if your PR is spelled, we do not post it. Sorry, folks.
Yes, this is rife with misspellings. Who did this? I should probably call them out. No, I'm not going to call them out on air. But anyway, if you're not familiar with Final Fantasy, this particular edition is going to feature the Ultimate Edition of the game, the original game. Hang on, let me jump down. Again, poorly translated. It features an extra dungeon called the Labyrinth of Time. There's an art gallery mode which will allow you to view the stunning artwork of the lead illustrator, Yoshitaka Amano. That's from the original Final Fantasy. And two, we'll have the extra dungeons, Arcane Labyrinth and Arcane Sanctuary. You'll also have an art gallery from the same guy who's, I guess he's doing all the artwork for all of the Final Fantasy. Anyway, that'll be available the 16th, which is Wednesday of next week, and the 2nd of March, again, for $7.99, whatever you're, or $8.99, we don't really know. But if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you'll go find out, we're pretty sure. I know you're saying we're supposed to do it for you, but we can't do everything for you.
No. Y'all gotta use your Google skills sometimes. Use your Google skills, you'll lose them.
That's right. Use it a lot.
Okay. These are some bad news. I'm sorry. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Report, Vicarious Visions faces layoffs. 7 studios closing. Some of the 500 Activision announced yesterday are starting to show up, and according to several employees, one of Activision studios is closing. Develop, citing a reliable source, reports that Activision is cutting around 50 employees from Vicarious Visions. Vicarious Visions is best known for working on Activision's licensed properties and has developed past DS and Wii versions of Tony Hawk and Guitar Hero. Develop also claims that Vicarious Visions was working on the next Guitar Hero game prior to receiving the bad news this week. Ooh, ouch, that's got hurt. On a related note, 2 7 Studios employees have said via Twitter that the Los Angeles studio is shutting down. Activision Blizzard has yet to confirm this. From a tweet from Alex Beckers from 7 Studios, Activision is shutting down the Guitar Hero business as of today. This includes my studio. 7 Studios creative director Dan Lyric? Okay. Tweets, lame day, but optimistic about the future. Wish the best to all my current and former colleagues. Oh, so sorry, guys. That bites. But again, I pulled this from GamePolitics.com. If you want to read more about it, I'm sure you can probably find more on their actual website, though.
That's horrible. I'm sorry. That's horrible to see a franchise die and so many people lose their jobs. That's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And some people are not. When I was up on Facebook earlier, I noticed some people are not really sure what happened. They're mad at Activision, but I'm sorry to tell you guys, it's actually our fault. You weren't playing the game. They weren't earning any money, therefore, companies closed. That's how it works. That's how it all works. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, let's have a moment of silence for Activision. We love you. Guitar Hero was great.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
I can't believe it went the way it did. There was so much hype about it. I just didn't expect that.
Yeah, I still have some. I didn't get the last one. That's why I feel bad. I was like, I knew I should have bought it. But, you can only...
One sale, Corey. That one sale.
Yeah, I'm the one. Yeah, I'm the one to put it over the top. Okay, so you guys have been hearing about this, I'm sure. The Kinect being hacked with Wiimote, some kind of weirdness going on. This is from our friends over at Engadget. They're saying that this is not the first time that a Kinect hack has incorporated the Wiimote, but there is a demonstration from a lovely young man by the name of user Kick755, who's saying it's one of the most impressive ones done to date, and he's using it with Dead Space 2. How he did this is he relies on an emulator called FAAST for the Kinect, and something called GlovePi for the Wiimote. So you can check out that video actually on our site. It's down at the bottom left front. It's the first video, for now it is anyway, as I'm saying this. But it is in the lineup for today, so if it's not first, it'll probably be third, fourth, or fifth. And check it out. It is awesome. This proves to me that, as I've always said, that the Kinect needs a something that you can hold in your hands to play. It's great that the whole you are the controller thing, but you got to have that, what is it they're calling it, a prop, they refer to it. That's what the Wiimote is. You need something in your hands to help with the swinging and pretending to hit and the vibration, the feedback. So I think this
Yep.
Yes, I think they need to look at, Microsoft probably need to look at adding something like that, especially if you're going to be doing any FPSs. Got to have something in your hand to aim.
Yeah, because, you know, the whole little finger pointing is not going to cut it.
Yeah, kind of gets cramps in the fingers, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And people have already learned their lessons. They won't be swinging it at the TV all hard and everything and breaking it. Well, some of them won't, but.
oh, yes. I can see, Connect problem, I don't know, .com or something, instead of we have a problem.
connect failure. Failure to connect. There you go.
It's a connect. Yeah, there we go. That'd be great. We should start that. All right. Latest experimental online game, Meta Assassins, turns the World Wide Web into a virtual prowling ground. Meta Assassins is a 4-month-long online game tournament where players hunt and kill their targets while escaping the hands of their assassins who prowl the very same e-universe, with each web page representing a virtual location. Ooh. Oh. All right. So what happens when Bourne Identity meets Survivor on the internet? A mishmash of social reality assassination game is born. Launched on the 1st of February, Meta Assassins is an online role-playing game tournament where players are assassins on a mission to get the most number of kills. Kill points are awarded whenever an assassin successfully wounds or kills his target through a real-time shootout on the browser window. MA tightens its grip on reality by assigning certain jobs to be played offline, deploying its assassins, residing within the same cities, to perform physical dead drops and pickups, all these in real-time and within a specific window period to complete, whilst in the midst of the tournament itself. Upon successful completion, players are awarded with more kill points and game dollars to stay ahead of the game. Anyone can play anytime and win prizes for real. MA crosses all culture, age, and gender, and is definitely work-friendly, given its game concept of daily web surfing to serve as the means to accumulate wealth and health for the game itself. I don't know if web surfing is too work-friendly nowadays.
No, it is not.
At the end of this 4-month tournament, the ultimate assassin with the most number of kill points wins a pair of air tickets to the destination of his choice on one condition. It has to be where one of his previous targets resides. Ooh. So, knock knock, who's there? Indie who? Meta Assassins is developed by independent game developer Ape.io in an attempt to experiment taking an online social game to a new and different level. Unlike other online games that are restricted to a static screen or consist of time-oriented point-and-click tasks, MA is playable on any website, and players need to strategize his tools and think of ways to lure his target to the same site for a shootout. So, features of the game. 6 badges in total to be collected throughout the tournament by earning kill points through wounding and killing targets. Team play. Each player can select a Facebook group or fan page. All members of that group page will become the player's lookouts. A compelling story with multiple story plots, the ability for players to make decisions that will affect the type of missions, jobs, rewards they will get. Outsource your kill missions for another player to accept, or take up to 8 kill missions on your own if you're feeling kill thirsty. A series of online puzzles and offline physical jobs that players must fulfill in order to gain more benefits. A tournament played over a period of 4 months where members can win real, tangible prizes. A pair of air tickets to anywhere in the world where your previous target resides. All right, so you want to find out more? There is a website. The website is metaassassins.com. Of course, they're also on Facebook. I'm sure that's probably what, like, metaassassins.com/Facebook. Twitter, metaassassins. And YouTube is still metaassassins. So check it all out. That sounds actually like a lot of fun. I got to check into that.
It does sound interesting. Love the indie developers. They always come up with something just fantastic.
I love how the real world part works.
Oh, yes. Stop it. I'm trying not to pay attention to that because, you know, I already got sucked in with that wedding game. I've downloaded it and I haven't played it. I refuse to look at it till after our event.
Two more days. Or is it three?
Oh, no, it's today. It's tonight.
Tonight's the last one?
No, tonight is when we actually start.
Oh, wow.
The zombies. The zombies are coming tonight. Love Sick Zombies.
Yay!
Yay, and I'll be giving away, those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, our Fallen Earth event actually starts tonight, and I'll be giving out some codes via Twitter, one or two today. So if you don't have to, if you don't have a copy of the game, I'll give you one. Yay!
Yay.
Okay, so let's talk about something good that gamers are doing. You heard us talk about Frogster earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to overwhelming support from the gaming community, the publisher can now fund additional Save the Children projects. God, I can't speak today. Frogster donated 82,000 euro to the children in Bhutan. With the result for exceeding the company's expectations, Frogster concluded its Christmas charity project to benefit children and adolescents in Bhutan in January. Yesterday, the publisher of the online role-playing games was able to hand Save the Children Germany a check in the amount of 82,000 euro, thanks to the overwhelming support of all of you out there in the gaming community. Compared to a similar promotion last year, Frogster was able to more than double its previous charitable contribution, in addition to setting up a so-called remote classrooms in the isolated mountain regions of Bhutan. As originally planned, the world's largest independent children's rights organization can now implement further aid and projects in the country. This is fantastic.
That is awesome.
You can go over and pat yourself on the back, of course, if you donated, and you can go over to frogster.de and look this up if you want to be in line to help out the next time they have a charity thing going on. If you're not familiar with Frogster, they are the brilliant minds behind Runes of Magic and Bounty Bay Online. Yay! Terra and Mythos have done a ton of games, some of which you have most likely played, but you can go and check them out. And unfortunately, it is time for us to take our break this morning. Yay!
Hey, next time.
Yes. So I'm going to play this because, again, I'm getting requests. So those of you who are tired of hearing it, let me know.
I'm never tired of hearing it.
And you know exactly what I'm going to play.
I know what you're going to play.
Yeah! Uh-huh. That was a trick.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh, no.
Back after our short respite. Ginger, are you happy now? Are you happy?
I am so happy. I'm
happy. And a couple of you others out there, wait a minute, let me find out who was it that really likes it. Casey Web Girl from our Twitter. That was for you too. Hope you enjoyed. Well, on with more news. It's not my turn. It's your turn. No.
Oh, it's my turn. My turn. All right. So I got to throw some Mission Against Terror love out. Oh, yes, because I love that place. Gamers' character designs become I cannot talk. I ruined it. All right. Gamers' character designs become reality in Mission Against Terror. Work to appear in future update of popular free-to-play shooter. So Mission Against Terror cares about the input and creativity of the people that compromise its ever-growing community. Not only does it incorporate their suggestions into the game, it also turns to them for their creative input, as it did with its character creation contest. Launched late last year, the contest asked members of the MAT community to submit new character designs for the game. Roughly 6 months and hundreds of submissions later, the judges have finally selected three lucky people who have their work incorporated into a future update of everyone's free-to-play online shooter. That is awesome. So the winners are Knight, which is his character is monochrome representation, Psyduck, Heru Gear, and Richard Fat, his character's Navy. Listening to what our community says is our top priority, says Sam Ho, director of Wicked Entertainment, publisher of M.A.T. With this contact, slow down. With this contest, we take the commitment to this to the next level. Overall, this has been a wonderful competition. We once again thank our community for answering the call. Congratulations to our talented winners and to everyone who participated. Excellent work. This is awesome. I'm so glad about this. All right, so you want to see the submissions. You want to see where they are. Well, you can head over to forum.subagames.com. There is a thread over there with all of those. If you want more information about this awesome game, which I love, I really think it's great, the community too, mat.subagames.com.
Well, just when you thought you were safe, more conference news. So,
seriously, people, are we done partying yet?
Well,
this
one is at least in our backyard. This comes from GamePolitics.com. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has been named the keynote speaker for the Texas Game On 2011 conference. Her keynote will address the importance of game-based education. We thank you for doing this. Specifically, she'll talk about iCivics, a game-based learning platform designed to teach students about the importance of playing an active role in our democracy. Warren Spector, whose lap is also on my list of laps to sit in, of Junction Point, and also the man behind the original Deus Ex and the recent Disney game Epic Mickey, will also speak at the event. Other sessions scheduled for Game On Texas 2011 include the panel Texas Higher Education Game Development Education and a video game design workshop for amateur developers. Game On Texas takes place in April from 8 to 7 p.m. at the AMD Lone Star Campus in Austin, Texas. The tickets cost $40 per person. You can check it out at their website. RegOnline.com. Wow. Or you can pop over to Game Politics and just click on the link. It'll take you there. This also comes from SeriousGames.com, SeriousGamesResource.com. That is exciting. Now, that one we may pop over to. You guys see how cheap our tickets are in Texas? Because we don't have to charge you $300. We don't have to. And especially in April, it's going to be hot, so we don't really want to charge you a lot. Well, you got to have money to buy water and stuff while you're walking around in Austin.
And sunscreen. Sunscreen.
Yes. Yes, you need sunscreen aplenty, glasses and hats. So we only charge you $40 so you can enjoy the conference and stay comfortable. So that's a good one. I think we may attend. We'll keep you posted. We may attend to that one.
Oh, I like that.
That's right there in the backyard. Austin is just a couple hours away. And,
mm-hmm.
And I know people that live there, so I can filch off their couch. your turn, darling.
All right, I debated whether or not to mention this, but, you know, she's in the news, and she's incredibly stupid, and, yeah, anyway.
Is it okay?
Her too. GamePolitics.com, running another story on Lieberman. Lieberman finally discusses her Fox News comments. So what does she have to say about herself? She says, you know, my FoxNews.com statements were taken out of context and made to sound more inflammatory than they were meant. Nonetheless, I stand behind my view that media violence, and particularly video game violence, is harmful. Thousands of studies have shown that the more violent media a person consumes, the more desensitized to violence and the more aggressive they become. So I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's just stupidity. But she does cry. Such a big whiner. I have received an onslaught of abusive emails, phone calls, and angry comments from gamers to the point of harassment. What has been most disturbing is the Amazon bombing that gamers have done regarding a book that has nothing whatsoever to do with video games. I wrote Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them, and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets in an effort to help men and women find the love they deserve. The so-called reviews that have served to prove that video games do make people more aggressive indeed. No. Let me help you out, Ms. Lieberman. Your stupidity makes us aggressive. It hurts us. It's like an AOE disease or something. You come around and you start talking about stuff you don't know.
You were right there. I heard that right there.
Oh, so close. And you make us angry. We just want you to shut up. Take your little Photoshop picture and go away. Take your books. We don't care. But until you know anything about anything you're talking about, we don't want to hear it. Oh, I researched the game. No, you read a couple of reviews, and you talked to some people that had knee-jerk reactions. That's what you did. So shut up, go away, adios. Back under the rock you came out from under.
Well, we have one of our own who probably spoke out of turn.
Uh-oh.
Gamer's Voice is responding to Treyarch's comments and calls for game developers to engage with the people that play them. Treyarch's community manager, Mr. Josh Olin, was recently discussing the problems with Call of Duty Black Ops and ending their silence on the issue. So we'd like to see more such dialogue between developers and the gaming community. Then the status quo clearly isn't sustainable. He says the industry needs to do more to engage with gamers on the issue of bugs in games and address the causes. His comments didn't rub people the right way. He did an interview with Now Gamer, and he said angry gamers are irrational. This is not verbatim, by the way. Angry gamers are irrational and stifle innovation in the game industry. While it was not meant as a threat, that if gamers keep complaining, there will be no more Braid, Flower, Echo Chrome 2, Demon Souls for you ever again, but bland sequels. Mr. Olin does seem to suggest those who complain about games they are playing having bugs should put up or shut up. Frankly speaking, innovation is not an excuse for a game not to work, nor is it defense to shield developers from criticism. Do I need to really go into this again? Developers, the problem is stop letting people who are not testers, who just want to play or have a beta copy of a game just for the sake of showing it off. It's kind of the equivalent of Paris Hilton and her little dog in the purse. It's a status symbol. Let real testers test it, and you'll have less bugs. You're giving the games to the wrong people to test. They don't care about testing. They don't know what it is. Anyway, you can read this entire interview via our site. I'll post that up for you. You can go around and check over at NowGamer and VideoGamer.com, where he's made some other comments. He says we're making every effort to ensure that every fan is happy. I'm having a major deja vu right now. Hello, Ginger.
I'm muted. Someone's over here coughing.
Yeah, there's coughing over here, too. Okay,
yeah,
so you guys can check that out. And I would say go over and have a chat with Mr. Olin and tell him what we said. Or I'll go over and do it myself later. As soon as I'm back here later, before, because, you know, I'm going to go get pretty for the zombie event. Never mind, none of you will be able to see me, but I'm going to go get pretty anyway. but yeah, I'm going to get cute. But go over and discuss this with him. A lot of... I think it's a breakdown of communication. He's right. You guys need to get together and talk. Let's all talk this out. We're all family. We're a crazy, dysfunctional gamer family, but we're family. Let's work it out.
Let's talk it over, you know. Let's talk it over an FPS game. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, come on in and Fallen Earth with us.
Mm-hmm. Come play some Blood Sports with me.
I'm not playing anything. So you've been threatening to kill me all night.
Did not. You threatened to steal my motorcycle.
And I will, too, if I ever get the chance. I'm stealing your motorcycle.
all right, so got some news here. The first point-and-click adventure using 3D technology. Bit Composer Games is opening up a totally new gameplay world in the adventure genre with The Rockin' Dead. The title uses Anaglyph 3D technology to provide a visceral on-screen gaming experience. Players can use the 3D glasses supplied with the game to explore the meticulously detailed settings in 3D and can also play using the traditional 2D view. The title was developed in northern Germany by Grassland Production. I probably said that wrong. And The Rockin' Dead is scheduled to release in the second quarter of 2011 for Windows PC. Okay, so what is it? The Rockin' Dead is a point-and-click adventure with a plot that is both kooky and fun. It's presented in best B-movie tradition and is in 3D for the first time. The player assumes the role of Alyssa, the leader of the heavy metal girl band trio Deadly Lullabies. Oh, they got me.
Love it.
Girl band trio.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Who are as gorgeous as they are unsuccessful.
Hey!
Now, wait a minute. Alyssa and the two other band members set out in the band bus after an anonymous invitation to play a concert. However, shortly before arriving at their destination, they have a road accident in the boondocks. Alyssa regains consciousness only to find that all the band's equipment and the other two girls have vanished into thin air. The adventure begins. Yeah, see, that's where you got to worry. When you're out in the boondocks and people start disappearing, do not go looking for them. Get out of there. No, don't go looking for them. All right, anyways, the adventure begins here, and in her search to solve the mystery, it leads Alyssa ever deeper into a world of undead beings, rocking skeletons, and a host of other bizarre creatures. Humorous dialogue spoken by professional voice actors and lots of cutscenes guarantee top cinematic entertainment and have a charm that makes The Rockin' Dead a unique adventure game experience. All right, so you want more information about the game, maybe you want to see some screenshots. Well, I'm going to have it up on our website later. But if you want to head over to their website too, bit-composer.com.
I will say this much. I want to be angry at this screenshot with Alyssa and her outfit, but they are rock stars, so I suppose I have to let it slide. In this instance, it's perfectly viable. See? See, guys? We don't get angry when it goes along with the game. It's these outfits in the World of Warcraft and in RuneScape where they look out of place.
I'm sorry. A thong and itty-bitty pasty-type bra does not give you much armor.
And high heel boots. Who's fighting in high heel boots?
I know. Who is running in high heels? No way am I running over rocks in high heels. Not happening.
I'm barefoot. That's what I am. That's the easiest way to run.
Oh, no, no.
But the screenshots are pretty when Jen gets them up. They are pretty.
Ooh, those are pretty.
Yeah, they're very artistic.
I like that.
Wow. Those of you, these Windows 7 people, come up with the most interesting games. So I love when you guys come up with interesting games. Okay, so apparently there's a new, I'm not sure if this is a game or not, but it's in our gaming press release. So we'll read it as such. We'll assume it is. Traffic Cop is now out on Windows Phone 7. Traffic cops don't have to put their lives at risk by being on the road to direct traffic, and with the magic of Traffic Eliminator 3000, cops can now control the throttle and brake of cars across intersections. This allows for fast-moving traffic without the stress and hassle of stoplights, and this is the perfect traffic control system. How you play the game? Again, we're assuming it's a game because if it's real, there's going to be a problem. Use your finger to tap and flick cars to control their speed and braking. You watch out for the police and military vehicles as they cannot be controlled by the Traffic Eliminator 3000. The faster the flow of traffic, the more cop points you get. You can post your scores online to compare against other traffic cops. There is a video up on YouTube, which I will be posting here shortly. And you can also check out occasionalgamer.com / Windows7-Games/Traffic Cops. Looks interesting. They probably should have released this on PC, too. Looks interesting. There's also a Zune link, which I'll post up for those of you who have a Zune. And
all right.
We got just about 2 minutes, Jen. If you got one you want to stick in there really quick.
Sure. I think I have a short one I can throw in. I'm not quite sure how this pertains to Valentine's Day, but, you know, they say it is. Happy Valentine's Day in Pirate Saga. Become the greatest lover of the seas. Ooh, hot. Valentine's Day event starts in Pirate Saga, a swashbuckling Facebook game by Can't Stop Games. Full of adventure and humor, the event also introduces several gameplay mechanisms that stimulate player-to-player interactions. Oh, I'm going to kill this name. I'm so sorry. The PR manager at Can't Stop Games, Tomas's Wiki. All right, anyways, explains Valentine's Day is all about being together. With your loved ones, with your friends, you can share a Pirate Saga experience with everyone, especially now when we added all the extra bonuses for cooperative play and packed it in one unique Valentine gift. We have made a fun, engaging environment, which will generate a lot of hilarious moments for you and your friends, says Wucky. Pirates Saga is simply the best place to celebrate the Valentine's Day. If you haven't tried it yet, you have to now. All right. So, you know, it's Pirates. It's on Facebook. You want to check it out? It's Facebook. time for a nap. Facebook.com/Pirates Saga. I cannot talk. I give up. That's it. Until Monday.
Well, yes. We will be around later tonight in Fallen Earth. Again, I'll be giving out some keys, probably two today, so make sure if you are not following us on Twitter, you might want to start. When I say full copy of the game, you get, I believe, 30 days free, and you didn't have to buy the game. So amazing. And, of course, you'll get a rocket launcher. If you find us in-game and we give you a key, we might give you a rocket launcher. Well, we'll give it to you directly. Enjoy. So, again, our event is starting at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you are a Fallen Earth player, it's going to be Embry. I do not have the coordinates. I am sorry. It's still early for us. It's game. We're gamers. We just got up. We'll see you guys a little bit later. Anything else? Did I forget something, Ginger?
No, I think you got it all.
Oh, I did forget to tell them. The event will be running for the next 3 days up until Sunday, and I'll be giving away some more keys as we go through the weekend. Excellent game. So if you're looking for a new MMORPG/FPS/crafting game.
And there are no kids. You have to be 17 or over.
Yes, I do want to stress that. Yeah, to our listeners, you have to be an adult. This game is rated M. We don't want our Fallen Earth people to get in any trouble, and you to get in any trouble. If they find out you're underage, problems will arise. And, yeah, you'll hear this song from them.
As they kick you out.
Yes.
And I love the GMs. They're awesome. Annoy them, and they will TP you out to the middle of nowhere and make your ass run back.
Payback is a-coming, you will be
yes,
running forever.
No you, you
oh, no, you did. Until I get my vengeance, I will
yes,
never end this mayhem. Oh, no, you did.
You know you're
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh, no, you did. 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 Didn't you? Oh, no. You didn't pay me what you owe.
You try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Oh no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you did.
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow.
Oh no, you did.
There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow.
Oh no, you did.
The dance of sorrow.
Thank you. Good night.